My name is Nicky Burgess, and I'm from Ripley, Tennessee, and I work with a company called Full Inland Management. I am a precision agricultural consultant.
When you say consulting, are you like the primary consultant for them?
Yeah, I'm just an on-farm precision agriculture consultant. My main job is data management and anything else that goes with precision ag, from hooking up a piece of equipment on a sprayer to analyzing yield data, all the way to managing the people and training them on how to run the equipment.
Well, the operation, like, give us an idea of what kind of scope, how many acres do you have to manage, and what all are your primary crops that you're growing?
We run about anywhere from 8,000 to 9,000 acres, primarily cotton, but also corn, soybeans, and wheat rotations. And precision agriculture as a whole allows us as a farm to better manage that larger scale of an acres, which is spread over 200 miles apart from each other. So being able to analyze different varieties and crops in different cropping situations, we couldn't do that without having a strong precision agriculture background or base there in our operation.
How long have you been involved in this using precision?
Precision agriculture is just a loose term that we've always been involved in it, but now with the technology that's come along, it allows us to better adapt to it. I myself have been involved in precision agriculture since about 2000.
Well, when you look at some of the tools that you're using, what are some of the newer or the best types of technology that you've been able to adapt and bring into your operation?
The biggest things that we use is, of course, we use auto steer, variable rate control on sprayers, pretty much all of our application equipment, from seeding to nitrogen application. We have the ability to do anything variable rate. A good solid GIS program like Toolbox allows us to make applications. We use LandDB as our record keeping software, and we also use the Green Seeker to analyze crop biomass in corn and cotton fields, along with wheat.
So what do these mean to the operation? I mean, is there a way to, in sort of generalize, say how important that is to running an efficient and hopefully profitable operation?
Well, it allows us to better pinpoint problem areas, or not problem areas, our most profitable areas in the field, and figure out maybe why is that the most profitable area of the field, and let's see if we can make the rest of the fields like this. But also gives us the ability to manage, like I said, over a large scale. It allows us to act like a small farmer who's out there every day. He's on the tractor, he's driving the tractor, he knows what's going on, he's in the field. Well, we're not. So there'd be fields that I don't see for 3 or 4 months during the cropping season. So having precision agriculture and aerial imagery and Green Seeker data, and as applied maps coming back, I know what's going on in the field. I can pick out areas, like I said, that, you know, 100 miles away from where my location is, and I can make a phone call and send a consultant there, and allows us to better manage our farming operation.
Well, just looking at this season so far, just describe in your area, what are some of the challenges you've had to face? I know it's been kind of like any season, I guess, but there's been a lot of places that are too wet or too dry, or and everywhere in between. How about in your area?
Yeah, we've been too dry, and we did some variable rate seeding. Hopefully that we reduce some of our seeding rates outside of our pivots, and so maybe in this dry year we'll be able to see some results from that. It's been a perfect year for that, and we'll be able to see how different areas or zones within the field, how they respond this year. I'm almost positive the sandier areas are going to be burned up, and then my heavier soils are probably going to do a little better, and we'll be able to see that from past years, the past years have been just the opposite of this year, so we'll be able to see how those areas react, and if they act the way that we think they are going to act. We're going to do a lot of solid record keeping on this year and really go back and analyze a lot of this data. It'll give us a base to kind of see where we think maybe we'll be able to predict some yields.
Well, I know there's a lot of talk here about turning more acres into corn, or at least becoming more efficient if you're going to be working on corn for ethanol, for example. Is that come up in the equation in your operation?
As far as being more efficient in the corn, yes. We're trying to concentrate on our nitrogen rates and maybe some variable rate seeding options, using the Green Seeker to to be able to analyze our nitrogen use a little better. We've still got some different ideas on our maybe using yield or some type of CEC data or EC data to variable rate our seeding population to maybe be more efficient in growing corn.
Are you looking forward? Do you think you'll be growing more corn?
I think we'll continue to grow with prices the way they are today, and the trend that that cotton tends to be on. I think that we'll probably be growing more grain crops in the future.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a great conference here, and really appreciate you taking the opportunity to visit with me. Reporting from the InfoAg Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.